Welcome to Tuscola High School, where tonight, second round North Carolina State playoffs versus Rockingham County Cougars here at the Tuscola High School gym. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you here at Tuscola High School, and we've got about 3 minutes to go now before we start up activities tonight, pregame, for the Mountaineers versus the Cougars. And my partner Mike Matthews with us. Mike, when you get into playoffs, you don't always know what's going on, and there's not a lot of resources to look at. We did check out a few things with the online Rockingham paper, able to get some information, and according to Dennis Smathers with the Mountaineer, they should be listening in tonight to try to keep track of what's going on with the game. So we hope to be able to, if they're out there listening, we welcome you to the broadcast tonight. And Mike, it's always hard to kind of tell in the playoffs when you're coming away from 200 miles or so away what we're looking at, but this appears to be on paper a pretty good basketball
game. Pretty good basketball game. They're 22-4, so if you win 22 basketball games, you must be doing something correctly. Just looking at them, they look athletic, they look tall, they look like they're talented, so it's going to come down to got two talented basketball teams maybe. Who gets the breaks, who plays well, and we'll see what happens, Charles.
And the Cougars of Rockingham County, coached by head coach Woody Wall, and are in the Mid-State Conference, finished second this season behind the defending state champions, Northern Guilford, who right now are 14-0 and also 23-4. Northern Guilford, as a matter of fact, plays Irwin High School tonight. Irwin, the number 15 seed, and three of the four losses that Rockingham has had came to Northern Guilford. So pretty tough conference to participate in. Rockingham got here by defeating Hickory in the first round, 39-32, and reading some of the reviews in their local paper there, it was kind of a struggle, much like Tuscola had against Ashborough. Got off to a very sluggish and slow start.
Right. When you get in those win-and-go-home situations, you never know what's going to happen. Teams that have not have a particular good record sometimes rise up and play real well, and sometimes you play down to your opponent. So we'll see what happens. Hope that's not the case tonight. Two good basketball teams getting after each other. Let's have a good basketball game.
Tuscola coming in tonight averaging a little over 57 points a game. Rockingham coming in at 55.4, so only about a two-point swing between the two teams. Rockingham is led by Madeline Hardy, and my understanding is she is a Lenore Ryan commit, averaging 22.5 points per game, a little over 8 rebounds and 3 steals. Courtney Hunt, their guard, averaging a little over four assists per game, has just recently signed a letter of intent with Averett University. Winner of tonight's game will move on to the third round on Saturday. We'll get the winner of either number 3 Freedom High School, of course Morganton, or number 19 West Rowan, which should be familiar to all you Tuscola fans as a team that we played in the playoffs previously. We're going to be going to the national anthem now as the Tuscola High School Junior ROTC unit approaches the floor, color guard. So we'll take a break and be back right after this. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Power goes out, your life is disrupted. Basements flood, security systems quit, heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Last year alone, 41 million people lost power for an average of 5 days. And with severe storms becoming a common occurrence, it's only going to get worse. How can you take back control? A Generac home standby generator protects your home against power outages every second of every day, all year long, ready to automatically supply power to your home within seconds of an outage, whether you're home or away. And because it runs on either natural gas or LP, you won't have to wait in line to buy gasoline, ever. Generac has been designing and building home standby generators right here in the U.S. since 1959. Today, they're the number one brand in residential standby generators. Control your power. Control your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free quote from your electric cooperative, call Haywood EMC at 828-452-2281. They can do a turnkey installation and even offer low interest financing to qualified members.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville. Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Tuscola High School as the color guard leaves the floor. Mike, it's time for our keys to the game. Sponsored by Crompton Auto Martin Service Center on Dellwood Road. Winter is coming. Go by and get your vehicle serviced for the harsh winter weather. Crompton's has quality buy here, pay here cars and trucks. And keys to the game, like we said, 200 miles away, not real sure. They look pretty comparable on paper to us. So I think it's going to be a close ball game. Yeah. I think we've got to get it in and do what we've been doing, try to get it down to faith.
Yep. Rebound the basketball, play defense without fouling. You know, don't allow second shots. Get the ball inside, see what happens. You know, knock down some jumpers and don't turn the ball over. And you got to, that's the success. That's the keys to success this time of year. If you don't turn it over, don't give up easy baskets, make everything difficult. You got a shot. So let's see what happens.
Of course, as we mentioned, Ashboro, we beat them 43-32 here on Tuesday night to advance to the second round. And Rockingham County got here by defeating Hickory 39-32. So reading the accounts of that game, I think both these teams sort of struggled kind of out of their element, their normal procedures Tuesday night. So hopefully both sides will kind of shake out the cobwebs and realize that, you know, it's go time. But
we're about to get the starting lineups and see what's going to happen.
So the Rockingham Cougars, of course, will start off with number 10, and that's Courtney Hunt. Courtney, as we mentioned, recently signing with Averett College, or Averett University now. And then Grace Kinney, the other guard, number 11. Number 13, Caitlin Hylton, who had a big game Tuesday night. Number 25, Amaya Moyer. And then finally, Madeline Hardy, number 30. She's their go-to player, averaging 22.5 a game and 8 rebounds, a little over. So she'll be the one we got to watch tonight, Mike. Will take the floor. Faith Robinson, of course, and Mike, last 2 weeks, she's pretty much put the Mountaineers on her back.
Yeah, she's played well. She's had a good floor game. Played well defense, rebounds the basketball.
Sierra Jackson, who has worked her way into the starting lineup over the past week. Gracie Glantz, number 11, freshman forward. Courtney Craigie, the point guard, senior, number 12, and she'll need to have a great defensive effort tonight against Courtney Hunt. And then finally, of course, Shelby Glantz, a junior, will wrap up the starting lineup for the Mountaineers. And just to let you know, of course, WPTL Radio, the mothership, 9:20 a.m., getting ready to add FM 101.7, still kind of in the testing phase.
You know, I listened to it on the way up here. It was on FM, and I was like, this is a nice station, and it was 101 FM WPTL. Not fine to country music, but it's sort of enjoyable. So
there goes your paycheck. And it appears Shelby Glantz will jump it off against Amaya Moyer. And the ball is up, and we're underway. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Faith Robinson. She'll give it over to Craigie. Craigie now will start from the center, working left side over on the wing to Sierra Jackson.
Rockingham in a 2-3 zone.
Craigie now right side, hits Gracie Glantz on the baseline. She'll kick it back out up top. Shelby Glantz thinks about shooting it, gives it up to Sierra Jackson, and they walk.
Tough break. She was going to go up with that, slipped out of her hand. So just bad luck right there. Tuscola looks like they're going to apply a little pressure, a little more pressure than what they have the past couple games.
And we mentioned that Tuesday night, the way things started so sluggishy, it was almost like Tuscola needed to kind of set the tempo themselves. Going to get it into Moyer in the lane. Hook shot, not there. Rebound, Faith Robinson. Faith will bring it up herself. She'll dish it over on the wing. Sierra Jackson shot over the rim. No good. Gracie Glantz there with a rebound. Puts it up, blocked away by Grace Kinney.
Good call right there. That was a good call without going with a foul right there. She had went up and ball got blocked. Hand on ball. Excellent. Not as much pressure. Looked like they're playing man-to-man half court.
Swinging out right side over to Kinney. Ball down now to Hardy on the baseline. She puts it up. No good. Moyer will come up with it, get a shot, and it's stuffed by Gracie Glantz.
They're going to throw the ball down the block like that. Tuscola's going to might want to front that and make that pass a little bit more difficult.
Glantz now, top of the arc, shot off the rim. No good. It'll go out of head out of towards out of bounds, but rebounded by Sierra Jackson. She'll give it over to Gracie Glantz on the left side, and a steal by Caitlin Hilton. Or that could be Hilton.
Yep. You got to try to front that low block if we're going to throw. Change it up a little bit. We're doing a little 1-4 now. Now they're getting in the set.
Hilton now with it. She'll go left side.
Yep.
Faith, Grace Kinney.
Faith doing a better job fronting the post right there.
Up top, Courtney Hunt swings it around now to Hardy. Back around to Moyer now. Moyer going to work on Robinson. She'll drive the right side of the lane. Dish it off. Hilton now shot. No good. Rebound by Kinney. And the ball will go out of bounds to the Mountaineers.
Looks like Rockingham's going to apply a little pressure now. Looks like a little 2-2-1. 2-2-1 half court. That looks like a man press right here. Nope. Look, half court trap.
Glantz now will get it up over to Craigie. She'll cross midcourt. Gracie Glantz on the left wing. Shot off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Hardy. And we're still no score as we've crossed 6 minutes to go. Hardy way over the rim. Not there. Rebound by Craigie. Going to push it up. Hits, tries to hit Faith Robinson on a lead. A little too strong. Go out of bounds back to the Cougars.
I like the pace of the game there, Charles. It's going to be pace is good. A lot better than the past couple games. Pace is dictated by your defense.
Still no score as we hit 5:40 to go. Hilton now with it and almost loses the handle. She'll get it over to Kinney. Swinging now right side to Hardy. Now gives it to Moyer. Drives baseline. Or I'm sorry, that wasn't Moyer. That was Courtney Hunt. Drives in and finally we get a score. 2-0 Cougars lead.
Still in their press.
Shelby now to Gracie Glantz, left side, hits a cutting Faith Robinson basket. Good, we're tied up at 2.
Rockingham right back at them.
Hunt now will give it up to Kinney. She'll work the top. Now back to Hunt. Craigie's sloughing off a little bit on her up top. Now they'll cut into Hardy now. Tries to get it up. She's shut off by Gracie Glantz. Gracie will outlet to her sister Shelby. Working the left side of the arc now. She'll bring it around up top. Right side, Sierra Jackson. Jackson and Shelby will switch sides.
2-3 zone now by Rockingham.
Shelby now back over to Craigie. Craigie looking to penetrate. She'll dish it off to Shelby Glantz. A little head fake. Swings it around. Gracie Glantz. Faith going to try to set a high post screen.
Everybody on Tuscola is on the perimeter. Nobody's low.
Sierra going to pull it out and reset. Shelby now works it over to Gracie. Gracie now, a little spin move. Works it over in the corner to Sierra Jackson. Going to drive. She'll lose the handle on it, though, and it's tipped away. Faith Robinson goes after it. And she and Hilton are trying to come up with it. Hilton finally gets the basketball. Feeds it to Hunt now. Hardy working right side of the lane. Gracie Glantz shutting her off. So she'll kick it back out to Courtney Hunt.
Yeah, they're making it too easy for Hardy to catch the ball down in the low block. She's a good player.
And
but Gracie Glantz's length is making it difficult for her once she gets it there.
Ball lost out of bounds on the baseline, and Cougars will retain possession. And got to watch Hardy on that baseline cut there. Hunt will get it in up top to Hardy. Hardy going to drive around Gracie Glantz. Faith Robinson there to cut her off. And we've got Kenny and Gracie Glantz going for the rebound. And jump ball situation will go to Tuscola.
Thought about pressing. He backed him up, though. Now we're back to 2-3 zone, looks like.
Still tied, 2-2 as we hit 3.5 to go. Sierra jumper and gets nothing. Going to be rebounded by Courtney Hunt. She'll push it up the floor. Long pass down to Hilton. Hits Hardy on the baseline. Good quick passing over to the other side of the lane to Grace Kenny. Basket's good. 4-2, Rockingham lead.
Good ball movement by Rockingham right there.
Now Jackson with it. Swings it all the way across to Craigie. Craigie dribbles towards the baseline. Kicks it back out. Got to be careful now. Gets it to Faith Robinson. Jumper. Bank is open. And good. 4-4. As we go under 3 minutes, first quarter. And right side now, Kenny gets it to Hardy. Gracie Glantz on her. They're going to almost double-team Grace Kenny down at the block, and a jumper outside by Madeline Hardy is good. It's now 6-4.
Gracie should have not went to help right there. You're going to have to stay on Hardy. She's the best player. She can go inside and outside, so you don't want to go help. Good, got lucky right
yes.
there.
No, back and ends up going back court. We had
lucky ball hit the official, and then unfortunately went back court.
I think the official was actually out of bounds himself.
Yeah, but we got to be real careful. Hardy's their best player. We don't want to go double down low, let him kick it back out to a shooter. So, but that's you're playing a freshman on a senior right there. So, Coach Gardner, I'm sure, will fix that.
Cougar's going to inbound. Craigie putting a little pressure in the backcourt. She'll back off now. Hunt will get it over on the left side to Kenny. Drives baseline, and I'd like to see Faith draw the charge there, but didn't. Rebound by Moyer is good, and it's 8-4.
Good offensive rebound there by Moyer. Rockingham having four different players score baskets so far. Tuscola has Faith.
We've got Craigie now swinging it around. Sierra Jackson down in the corner. Gracie Glantz.
Got to keep somebody on the low block there. That'll keep somebody up in the corner.
Faith cuts down to the low block. She's double-teamed. Gets it up off the rim. No good. Rebound, Sierra Jackson. Shelby now going to take a three-pointer off the front of the rim. Rebound, Robinson on the sideline. She'll get it out to Sierra Jackson. Sierra going to drive. It's stuffed by Moyer. And outside shot not falling. And Cougars collapsing on defense very well. And a foul on Robinson now. Going to be called at the low block from the cross-court official.
Ooh, yeah, that one right underneath. Maybe he had a better angle, but those shots will start falling for Tuscola.
And that is our first foul in the game on either team. And Kenny will take a break. And we'll get number 21, Maddie Ferguson, in for the Cougars. Free throw not there. Second one's missed. It's 9-4 with a minute 20 in the first quarter. And Coach Gardner going to take a timeout here. We'll keep it right here.
Yeah, I like to just break this press and keep somebody on the low block instead of playing, you know, five out. But I'm sure that she might have called timeout just to go over such things. They're going to stay if they're in the 2-3 zone. But Rockingham doing a good job of driving the basketball hard. Tuscola playing real good defense without fouling. So Tuscola just got to knock down some shots, Charles.
And that's been the problem here lately. They just slow start from the field. But the tempo has greatly increased from Tuesday night.
Oh, yeah.
And minute 18 now. That'll be Tuscola's first time out. Rockingham leading 9-4. And we've got one foul total so far on Faith Robinson for either team. And press on by Rockingham, and Jackson overthrows Craigie.
Yeah, you do not want to throw the ball in the corner. That's where they want you to go.
So Rockingham will inbound in their own zone. And Hardy tries to drive, and Gracie Glantz bats it away. But Cougars are able to come up with it. Hilton now, jumper from the corner is good. 3 points. It's 12-4 as we go under a minute to go in the first quarter. Rockingham going to stay in that press. Jackson open, though. She'll bring it up left side. Gracie Glantz in the corner. Shot. Good. Three-pointer. It's now 12-7. 45 and counting.
Needed that basket.
Yes, we did.
Tuscola still in man.
Hunt now with it, going to dribble up top. Works it left side over to Hilton. Now bounce pass and in a give and go. Hilton will drive, not there, but already there to rebound. Blocked away again, but out of bounds by Gracie Glantz.
Gracie Glantz just using her length, not just going straight up, making it real hard for Hardy to get anything on the low block.
And Hunt will take a break. She'll be subbed by Carrie Nelson, who will inbound the basketball for the Cougars.
Oh,
and a catch. And Shelby Glantz, Moyer cuts in front of Shelby Glantz, but misses the shot. So Tuscola will rebound, and we're at 14 seconds. Shelby off the rim, not there. Gracie going to crash the boards and a walk. Not sure she had possession.
Good
walk.
Rebound by Gracie right there. Almost had that.
10.4 seconds to go. So Cougars with a chance to get one final basket here in the first quarter. They'll hit Hardy at the free throw line. She'll drive around Gracie Glantz. Left side basket good. And Faith will get one long shot off at the buzzer. No good. It'll go under the net.
See, we just got a front net right there, Charles. That's too easy of a catch for a really good player who's going to turn and drive to the basket. Just need to make it difficult for her to catch the ball at that spot.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back and start the second quarter. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Tuscola basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Tuscola High School second round state playoff action. Tuscola girls versus Rockingham County Cougars. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you to start the second quarter. Tuscola down 14-7. And once again, having some difficulties from the field.
Yeah, just not knocking down jump shots, but you got to keep shooting them. It's the way they've been playing all year. No sense to change anything now.
So Rockingham will get the ball to start the second quarter. They'll inbound it, and it's tipped away by Shelby Glantz. Ball's loose. Hunt able to come up with it. And a double dribble call will go against the Cougars. So just early here in the second quarter, Jackson will bring it up for the Mountaineers. Works right side, Craigie now. Dribbling left side, Shelby Glantz. Faith going to set a high screen at the arc. And Gracie Glantz now cutting baseline. She's working a little lower down now, Mike.
Yep.
And Hardy on her, spin over to Craigie. Craigie just inside the arc, shot not there. Moyer in position on Robinson will get the rebound.
Good rebound by Moyer.
Long pass down to Hardy.
Walk,
whistle
though.
Walk.
It's a walk. Ah, good pass. She just couldn't catch it and keep her feet still. That was a good transition by Rockingham.
And going to have to get down the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to see Gracie stay on this low block and put Sierra Jackson in that corner. Then somebody's going to be wide open.
Shelby going to penetrate inside the arc in the gap. And the basket's good. 14-9 now, Rockingham lead, as we hit 7 minutes to go here, second quarter.
Tuscola still in the man.
Right side to Hilton. She'll hit Hardy, low block. Goes around a little bit on Gracie.
If Gracie doesn't front that, Hardy is going to have a field day.
16-9.
Cannot let her catch the ball in that low block. She's got to front that and make that pass difficult.
Shelby with it now. And a little weak. Didn't get enough on it to Craigie cross court. And it's stolen away by Grace Kinney. Layup good. 18-9. And turnovers starting to have an effect on the Mountaineers.
Yes.
Shelby with it now. Works right side. Gives it over to Sierra Jackson. She'll swap out with Shelby. Go back up top. Now Craigie comes up top.
We got everybody on the perimeter.
Shelby now. 3-point shot. Not there. And ball out of bounds. We got a whistle.
Yep.
And out of bounds. I thought maybe they were going to call a foul on Kenny. Gave a little hip check there to Gracie Glantz. No call. Sarah Jackson will inbound it up top to Shelby. Screen set by Faith Robinson. Hilton out on Shelby. Glantz shot, not there.
Got to get somebody down low. We can't settle for that. It's going to be a long night if we do.
Rebound by Hardy. She'll get it to Hunt. Moyer running the floor. And Jackson overcommits. And shot is good. Now 20-9. Rockingham with the lead. Coach Gardner going to take another timeout. That'll be Tuscola's second. And it's just, we know what needs to be done. We just got to do it.
Yeah. I think we're just settling too much for jump shots. We don't have very good spacing. We're not making them play any defense. But, you know, that's easier said sitting up here than it is to actually execute.
So at 5:48 here now, second quarter, Tuscola down 20-9 and has not scored since the break.
Rockingham is a shot goes up. They defensive rebound real well. They leaked somebody out and look to push that ball down. One of their bigs, the first big, is running right underneath the basket, going to the low block. And it's a good scheme Rockingham is running right now. They're executing it well.
So Tuscola will inbound the basketball after the timeout. Craigie bringing it up. And still pretty much that same set. Gracie will run the baseline.
Got to keep Gracie on that low block and somebody in the corner sort of overload that. And you put too much pressure on one side. Somebody's going to be open, but we're not forcing them to play. We're settling for jump shots.
Turnover, double dribble by Tuscola. We'll give it back over to the Cougars. Hunt now with it. Left side, Grace Kenny. And Cougars very patient. Hunt with it now.
Good defense. Good defense by Courtney Krieger there.
She'll dish it off and another. And that's about the third double dribble we've seen tonight here on either team. Not a call you see very often anymore. So Tuscola will get possession. Bring it up.
See, still got three out in the zone. You can't.
Same set. Jackson now outside the arc, not there. Rebound, Hardy.
Yeah, if we keep running that, that's all we're going to get is a three-point shot.
And speaking with some of the Rockingham folks, they said that if their opponent is on a three-point shot, it's a long night for them usually. Hardy with a layup, baseline missed, tipped away by Faith Robinson, back to Gracie Glantz. Gracie going to bring it up, drive, and then ill-advised pass over to Courtney Craigie, tipped away by Grace Kenny. Rockingham folks disagree. Husky now going to check in for Craigie. That'll put Jackson to handling the basketball.
Now, maybe they might change it now. Mariah Husky will play there on that low block. Maybe sit right there, Mariah.
And Mariah down on the block. Jumper, Jackson. Good. Three-pointer. 20-12 at the 4:28 mark.
Yep. I think they came out and sort of figured it out a little bit right there. Of course, the shot went in. That makes it easier.
There you go.
Once again, she's letting Hardy catch the ball on that low block. She's a beast down there.
Hardy misses. Ball loose. It's tipped out to Sierra Jackson. She'll bring it over and give it to Shelby Glantz. Shelby working on Hunt now. Left side of the arc. Not there. Rebound. Faith Robinson. Spin move. Turn. Shot over the basket. And Jackson tries to get the rebound and tips it out of bounds. So still 20-12 as we go under 4 minutes till halftime. Hunt going to walk it up across midcourt. Hardy on the right wing. Screen set by Moyer. Glantz fights through it. Goes around.
Good cut.
And batted away, Shelby Glantz. Kenny makes a move on the basket, and Glantz from behind just bats it down over to Sierra Jackson. Left side now, Gracie. She'll dribble in, a little shot off the rim, not there, nobody in position to rebound.
Yeah, another three-point shot, three out. And
Hunt now with it, gets it to Hardy. Gracie coming out on her. They get it to Moyer at the free throw line. She'll kick it back out to Hilton. Back to Moyer, going to feed, almost looks like she's going to feed it now. They'll feed it to Hunt, drives left side, Not there. Misses. Rebound, Shelby Glantz. Gets it to Sierra Jackson. Needs to be careful. Hunt coming up from behind. Gets across midcourt.
There we go. Now just move. Look low. Look low.
And there you go. Gracie tries to get it down to Faith Robinson. She'll dribble baseline, get away, kicks it out to Sierra Jackson. And wait a minute. It looked like it went off number 30, which is Hardy, and Mr. Ellerby will tell the other official that...
You don't talk Mr. Ellerby. He don't change his mind.
He's not going to change his mind. No, sir. Inbound now. Tuscola swinging it around. Jaira Jackson off their left side. No good. Rebound by Hilton. She'll get it across court to Hardy. Hardy covered by Gracie Glantz now. Moyer at free throw line. Drives right side of the lane. It's tipped away by Husky, but Kenny able to come up with it. Hunt now with the basketball. Gives it over to Hardy right side. Gracie Glantz tips it away and gets into the backcourt, but Tuscola created the situation, so Hardy will pick it back up. She's going to drive baseline, goes around. Faith Robinson Glantz with a hand on the basketball and a foul on Hardy. And that's only the first foul, on Rockingham.
Yeah, that happens when you play a zone. You don't foul a whole lot if you settle for three-point shots. They're not throwing anything down low to make him guard down low.
So each team now with just one as we hit the two-minute mark.
We're going to play this whole game and half and maybe have just two fouls in the whole
Jackson, game. Three-pointer, good. Rattles and goes in. 20-15 as we hit a minute 49 till halftime. And maybe they'll start getting hot. Although I'd like to see him working low. Hardy now over the rim, rebound, Shelby Glantz. Husky now. Hardy starting to look a little frustrated there. Husky going to drive it all the way, misses the layup. Nobody there to rebound. Everybody backed off. So they'll bring it back down. Hardy works all the way across baseline and then hits Hilton. It's kicked back out. Moyer jumper, 15-footer at the elbow. Good.
Good shot by Moyer right there.
22-15. Rockingham still with the lead. Shelby gives it to Gracie and then back to Shelby.
They're probably really happy that Shelby Glantz is sitting 30 feet from the basket and not trying to go inside and score. That's
shot by Gracie Glantz, no good. Rebounded. Hunt will bring it up, give it to Hardy. Hardy cross-courts it over to Moyer, but she'll give it back to Hunt. Hunt working on Husky up top. Now right side to Kenny. Hardy has it now. Works around Gracie Glantz. Hardy will dish it down to Kenny. She can't do anything with it. She'll be there to shut her off. So they'll pull it back out, go up top as we go under 30 seconds to go. Hunt now going to get it to Hardy just inside the arc. And Rockingham fans want a three-pointer, but she was about a foot inside. Shelby going to bring it up as we hit 15 seconds to go, 24-15. Shelby now with it, and her and Sierra, a little miscommunication on who's going where.
Tuscola just looks like they don't know what they're doing. What to do.
Shelby from way out, off the rim, not there, rebound Hunt. And that'll close it out for the first half. Tuscola down 24-15 as we go to halftime.
This is the first basketball game I've ever seen at this level where you have two fouls in the whole first half.
Well, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll get you into halftime. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to Charles and Mike here on Tuscola Sports Radio.
talking about that fat.
And sorry about that. A little chat with the fire chief, Joey Webb, and got a little distracted there. Sorry about that. It's time for the halftime show brought to you by Hometown Hardware with three locations, one near you. Hometown Hardware has all your hardware, paint, and plumbing supplies. Hometown Hardware is your big box alternative. And Mike Tuscola just contends to try to just shoot outside. And
yeah, they're not.
It's not working.
As we said, you got to put somebody on the low block, somebody at the foul line, somebody in the corner. You got to have better spacing. Throw that ball inside, play inside out. Overload that side. If not, they're just settling for jump shots and they're not going in and they have nobody to rebound. And got to find a way for Shelby. She's playing 5 feet outside the three-point line, and I believe she's Tuscola's best scorer, and she's actually not a threat at all. So we got to just tweak what we're doing, I think, if we're going to be successful and try to put more pressure on Rockingham. If not, it's going to be a long night for the Mountaineers, and it's good night, Irene, you know, because it's win and go home. So
yes, it's tournament time. It's survive and advance at this point.
And Rockingham's got a good scheme. They're getting the ball inside. Gracie Glantz, they're playing real good defense. I just like to see him front Hardy a little bit more so she doesn't catch the ball, because she's a really good player and a skilled player. When she gets the basketball, she keeps her head up and she drives to the basket and kicks. They got a real good scheme so far scoring-wise for Rockingham. We got Courtney Hunt has two. Grace Kenny has four. Caitlin Hilton has two. Amaya Moyer has seven, and Madeline Hardy has eight, and that's just only one foul, and that one foul is on Madeline Hardy. So they're athletic girls, and they're just taking the ball, squaring up, very fundamental, and driving hard to the basket for Tuscola. We have Faith Robinson with four, Sierra Jackson with 2 3-point shots for six, Gracie Glantz with 1 3-point shot, and Shelby Glantz with two. One foul on Faith Robinson, so that they played that whole first half with just two fouls, and Rockingham is driving the ball to the basket, and Tuscola with their length is making it very difficult, but Tuscola's not putting any pressure on Rockingham. They're shooting threes, open looks, they're just not going in, so the whole thing can change real quickly. They're three possessions down, 2 3-point shots quick, and they're one possession, so this thing is really close. It's not two evenly matched teams. A couple of those jump shots fall, and it's a really close ball game, so Tuscola is by far is not out of it, and they're right there, so they tweak a little thing and put more pressure on Rockingham. We'll see what happens. It's been a really good basketball game, played really well by some really good players.
It's just kind of frustrating, I think, to see. It just feels like Tuscola's just not playing up to the level they can play.
Yeah, they're settling. They're settling for three-point shots. Of course, Rockingham, too, is playing that zone real well, but I don't think we're spaced real well. We're not forcing the ball inside. We've never tried to throw it inside because we don't have anybody down there. So hopefully we can tweak that. If not, and the three-point shots don't fall, it might be a long evening for the Mountaineers, which I don't want to say. I want to play again.
Could be the last evening don't shake out of this.
Could be the last evening, yes.
Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get you ready for the second half. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Talking about that fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Before you head out there to that next ball game, maybe better stop here at Fat Buddy's. The food's so good, it'll make you squeal. Their menu has many delicious items for you to choose from. Chicken, turkey, beef, or pork. Chopped, pulled, or sliced. Beef, brisket, baby back ribs, a belly-busting dog, glazed chicken tenders, or a Big Buddy burger. Might want to get enough to share with your tailgate buddies. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue, Waynesville Plaza.
The way we do banking has changed a lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Back to the action. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you. Remember, Tuscola Sports Radio will be carrying Tuscola High School softball and baseball this spring. First game for both teams, actually, is February 28th at home versus both Inca baseball and Inca softball. And we will be carrying the softball game starting at 6 o'clock there at the Tuscola Field at Junaluska Elementary School. And drove by there today, Mike, and beautiful sunny afternoon, 75 degrees, and both teams out there practicing. So the hardball and the softball will be with us before you know it.
It's coming.
So Tuscola down here now at halftime, 24-15 to the Rockingham County Cougars. And the Cougars, kind of like we thought, just what information we could gather between online and talking to some of the folks came in here today.
Yeah, they're a
fundamentally sound team and do things
they're getting the ball
like they're coached to do.
They're getting the ball inside to Madeline Hardy, who plays on the block. And got Amaya Moyer, who's they're staying inside the block to get the ball. They turn, they square up, they go to the basket hard. They don't have anything. They stop, kick it back out. So got a good concept, doing things well, and they're playing that zone defense without fouling. So Tuscola just got to knock down some shots, put a little more pressure on.
And we'll take one more break, and when we come back, we'll be starting the second half, Tuscola versus Rockingham County at Tuscola High School, North Carolina State playoffs. You're listening to Tuscola Sports Radio.
As part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Haywood Regional Medical Center offers a wide range of services, including orthopedics, spine services, general, interventional cardiology, women's care, sleep lab, imaging, pediatrics, and GI center. For more information, please call 800-424-DOCS or visit myhaywoodregional.com.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball.
And we're back to live action. They cut about 50 seconds off of halftime. Sierra Jackson, jumper not there. Back to where we started in the first half. Tuscola starting with possession to start the second half, and it's still 24-15.
Settled for a three-point shot within the first 10 seconds.
So Cougars now. Hunt will bring it across the center court. Over now to Hardy. She'll kick it. Hilton will drive all the way baseline. Kick it back out. Hunt shot, but Hunt. Hardy there to rebound. Still no good. Shelby Glance and Hardy going to fight for it. Jump ball, and that'll go to Rockingham.
Hardy's a physical player. Now they're just going to go screen and come around. Throw it to Hardy. Yep, inside.
Hardy now, a little spin
good
move.
Shot
circles
fake.
Around. Batted away by Gracie Glantz. They'll get it on the floor, and a foul. Gracie takes one in the face.
Just a hard, Hardy's having a hard time. Gracie's a little bit longer, and this could be if Gracie can't go on.
And Gracie now, we got a stoppage in play. That foul on Hardy, so that'll be her second.
Two fouls. Both of them on her. That's a big, big
and the way this game has gone,
it comes out because we don't have anybody else that can guard Hardy that has the length that Gracie has except for young Scovato.
And
she's not swift to foot.
Husky now will substitute in for Gracie Glantz. Craigie bringing it up, gives it to Jackson. in the corner. They hit Faith cutting, but Hilton there to block it away. Moyer now with it. She'll pick it up, get it over to Hunt. Hunt now working up top. Over to Hilton in the right corner. Jackson on her. Spin move around Jackson. She'll lose the handle. And that looked like a carry. Jackson now able to get in, tie her up. Jump ball will go to Tuscola.
Good defense by Sierra Jackson right there. She stayed in her hip pocket. She tried to cross over, and she picked it. Real good defensive effort there.
So Craigie now with it, still 24-15. Over to Shelby now, right side. Craigie going to sort of penetrate the zone. Kick it back out to Sierra Jackson. Now to Shelby, left side. Fakes a throw to Husky. Shot, not there. Another three-point shot, no good.
Three-point shot.
Rebounded, but Tuscola going to press in the backcourt. Hardy able to get it. Stolen away by Jackson. Somebody got to start stepping up here for the Mountaineers. We've got no score, and we're getting ready to be 2 minutes into the third quarter. Husky, and it's tipped away by Grace Kenny.
Sometimes you have to fake a pass to make a pass. You got to do some things like that. And we just basically settling for three-point shots on the perimeter.
And once Shelby lofting pass down in the corner to Sierra Jackson, batted away by Kenny. And
it need to be sharp, crisp bounce
step
passes.
Step and throw.
Looking at who we're throwing the ball to.
Everything's kind of loopy and not a lot of zip. Shelby now with it, gets it over the left side. Craigie now, Husky, and she'll throw it away. Robinson going to step in, try to tie her up, and it'll go out of bounds.
Good job by Faith Robinson right there.
And Faith, as was mentioned, it's almost like Faith in the paper said, the comment was she's not ready to quit playing yet. And she steps in, and ball now up top to Shelby Glantz. And sometimes that's what you got to get out of a senior player. Shelby now going to drive baseline and then kick it down to Gracie. Gracie, and she's hit down low by Grace Kenny. And Kenny kind of with a look about, what did I do? And Gracie hits the floor. She'll go to the line. So Gracie back in the lineup. See if we can score with free throws. And rattles around and in. So finally, at 5:43, we score in the second half, 24-16.
And we're still right in it.
Yeah, Rockingham not doing anything to pull away, and that one was woefully short off the front of the
rim. Blowed off to the right. Is that wind we have in here?
That's the new air conditioning system they put in this year. Going to tweak it. Hunt now, guarded by Craigie. Works right side over to Hilton.
It's back
on the block to Hardy. Can't hit it. Gracie there to keep it away. Ball out top. Hunt going to take a long shot. Not there. Rebound Shelby Glantz and can't get a handle on it, but it'll go out of bounds.
Well, once again, I'd like to see Gracie front that and not let her catch the ball that close on the block. She's too good a player. Catch the ball right there.
So Rockingham really, at this point, not able to take advantage of the Tuscola drought. And got a foul. It'll stay on the floor. Robinson made a move to the basket, and that foul will go on Amaya Moyer, her first.
Good job by Faith Robinson to get and go to the basket.
So more fouls now in 3 minutes than we had the whole first half. And ball stolen away on the inbound by Hardy. Hardy wrapped up. And a foul going to go on Hardy, swinging elbows on the trap.
That'll be her
in
third.
The corner, and now she's got three. And she looks to the bench, and Coach Wall shakes his head and I think says, yeah, you actually did it. Inbound now up to Sierra Jackson, and good gracious, the volleyball line is good. 24-19 as we go under 5 minutes here in the third quarter. And maybe Tuscola starting to show some signs of life.
Three-point line is kiss of death. It's deadly, live or die by it.
Hardy now going to just pick up the ball. Robinson will come out on her, finally. Hunt will work it outside now. Craigie on her, swinging it around over to Moyer. And Hardy going to try to set a high screen on Robinson, and Robinson goes around it. Hilton with it now, and the ball. Cougars pulling it pretty far back compared to first half.
just nick close to guard. Grayson's got to go out there and guard her a little bit, or she can
cut
sit there the
get the
time.
Now Robinson going to go ahead. Pass it up to Moyer.
Grayson didn't let Hardy get it back. Front her right there. That's a good job. Changes things.
Trying to deny the pass.
But if everybody's not going to do that and they're playing space like they are, they can do this all day.
Moyer now, and so Rockingham content to pull it out. A trap attempt by Craigie and Robinson. Now they got Elton tied up at midcourt. She turns, looks at the official, and the ball's loose. Tipped by Robinson. It goes to the backcourt. Moyer able to get it, and Gracie Glantz finally reaches in with a foul on Moyer as she tries to drive up the right sideline in front of the Rockingham bench.
So Tuscola's played almost over three and a half quarters, and that's their second foul.
And the official now at the scorer's table, a discussion. Not sure, talking with the Rockingham bookkeeper, who will then discuss something with an assistant coach. Ball inbound now to Moyer at the block. Tipped away by Robinson. That's off Moyer. And 3:35 to go here, third quarter. All the breaks all of a sudden starting to go the Mountaineers' way.
Mountaineers' way defensively. Now maybe we can get some breaks offensively. Defensively, we got a couple breaks.
And still some discussion between the Rockingham coach and his scorer. Craigie with an outright side, works around a screen by Robinson up high. It'll get to Shelby Glantz, and Gracie now left side, not there. Rebound by Hardy. Gracie now going to hustle back, and Hardy tries to go up with it, and Gracie all the way across the arm, so that'll be Gracie's second foul. And Gracie needs to be careful here. She's starting to show a little frustration with Hardy. And she's actually got one less foul, so no need to
Gracie
get.
Gracie is a little bit taller. She's a little more athletic and quicker, but Hardy's just a physical, athletic player. And Gracie's, you know, one's a senior, one's a freshman.
That's
basically the difference, the 3-4 years
of
difference. Difference in age.
Hardy's first free throw, no good. She'll nail the second one. So finally, they get on the board here in the second half, 25-19.
Hardy's a good player, handle the basketball well, drive it right to the basket.
We go into 3 minutes now, third quarter.
We just don't have anybody inside. We're not trying to throw the ball inside. Everything's outside.
Craigie now with it. Cross-court pass from Shelby Glantz.
Not trying. Now it's got to go to Faith Robinson at the foul line, but we're not even looking for her.
Craigie, long shot, not there. Rebound, Hardy. And they'll get it to Kenny. Kenny drives right around Shelby Glantz.
Right
just
around
not
Shelby.
Good footwork there.
Yeah, right around Shelby like she wasn't there.
As we hit 2:20. Third quarter. Gracie now loses the handle. And really, Gracie's not, that's not her forte, is handling the basketball and movement. Rebound, Faith Robinson on the defensive end.
Hardy runs right to the block.
Faith going to bring it up herself. She'll kick it out to Sierra Jackson. Shelby outside the top of the arc. Three-pointer, good. And Gardner will take a timeout here. They're third. And we'll keep it right here, but Tuscola Sports Radio has many fine sponsors, and Mike's going to tell you about them right now.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Haywood Regional Medical Center, Champion Credit Union, Haywood EMC, and Fat Buddies, and Haywood Ace Hardware.
So, minute 57 to go here. Tuscola down 27-22. In the third quarter, and we've got two team fouls on Tuscola, three on Hardy, which is the encompasses all of the fouls on Rockingham.
On Rockingham, we've played, like I said, almost three quarters of basketball, and we fouled three times.
Faith has one in the first half. Gracie's had two in the second.
And
so
offensively, we're playing four out on the perimeter. We have Faith at the foul line, and we're not even looking for her. So we're just selling for three-point shots, and we're making a couple, so we're close. But Rockingham's a little bit different. They throw the ball down low to Hardy, but we're sitting right there at 27-22, so we're in the ball game.
And defensively, to credit Gracie and Shelby and Faith down low, caused Hardy and Kenny to alter their shots somewhat.
We're so long.
So Rockingham will inbound the ball. Spin move by Moyer, no good. Gracie Glantz, Hardy going to, I'm sorry, that's Faith Robinson, and Hardy going for the basketball jump ball situation. And possession error will go to Rockingham.
See, if we would just front that down there, they wouldn't be able to catch the ball down that low. They wouldn't be able to catch it.
So Hunt will inbound baseline to Moyer. Faith on her. She's tied up also by Courtney Craigie, able to kick it out. And a shot by Hunt from the right side. No good. Gets her own rebound. Stolen away by Faith Robinson. Swinging all the way from Shelby Glantz over to Craigie, left side. Tries to hit Faith Robinson up high. She'll work around Hunt now. Kick it back out. Shelby Glantz, head fake. Two on her. She's going to shoot it anyway. No good. Rebounded by Maddie Ferguson for the Cougars.
Yep.
Hunt now working with it at midcourt. Craigie trying to trap in the corner. They work the right side. Hilton now, surprised, she drives the baseline. Stolen away by Shelby Glantz. As we go under a minute. Sierra now with it. Works left side over to Gracie. Now in the corner. Craigie going to take a jumper. In and out. And batted out of bounds.
Tough break right there, Craig. That shot was spot on.
It rattled.
It was more in, and all of a sudden it just popped out.
So Shelby Glantz going to inbound. She'll go up high. Sierra Jackson. And we got a foul. And that's going to go on Hunt.
He's going to call that
intentional.
That's intentional.
Foul.
Call that intentional.
So that'll be two shots in the ball, correct?
Yep. I mean, we run the same out-of-bounds play all the time. Throw that thing to the top of the key, and she just said, I'm not going to get screened. I'm going to run. And she ran right through that screen. So,
And Craigie misses the first free throw, so not taking advantage of the opportunities we're given. And Rockingham's starting to show a little frustration.
Nope.
Second free throw, a little too quick. Didn't follow through. So, and misses both free throws, but Tuscola will get possession of the basketball on the intentional foul.
Would have been big. Made these two hit a three. It's a tied ball game.
So we got 35 seconds and counting here in the third quarter. Sierra now with it, looking to work off a screen by Faith Robinson. She'll give it over to Shelby Glantz, left side. Now right side, Craigie going to shoot. In and out, not there, rebound. Shelby Glantz going to drive, and basket good. And it's the first time we've seen Shelby go inside today. 27-24 as we hit 10 seconds to go. Hardy going to drive, pull up, shot, no good. Rebound by Shelby Glantz. She can score, she'll push it. Long shot, midcourt not going to go. And that ball out of bounds at the buzzer. So Tuscola cutting the lead to three here as we go into the fourth quarter. Take a break. We'll be back. This is Tuscola Sports Radio.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Tuscola Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Tuscola High School as we go into the fourth quarter. Tuscola cutting Rockingham's lead now down 27-24. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you. Tuscola will start the fourth quarter with possession of the basketball. And Mike, as the field goal percentage is as poor as it's been tonight, they've been able to struggle back here and get in this thing.
They're right in the ballgame due to basically Gracie Glantz's defense on Hardy. She's making it very difficult, but we just got to knock down a couple shots, and we're right in it.
Gracie with it in the corner now. She's going to drive on Kenny. She'll hit Faith Robinson in the lane. She'll lose the handle, picked up by Moyer. Hunt now will bring it up, cross midcourt. Robinson on her. Craigie looking to trap. They're going to trap that up top passing. Hilton with it now in the corner. She'll get it to Hardy. Now over to Hunt. Craigie working her pretty hard. Hilton now, right side of the arc. She'll get it down low. Hardy, little spin move on Gracie Glantz, and finally able to get it in.
Yep. You let her catch it down there. She's hard to guard.
29-24.
Gracie's done a good job all evening, but just didn't get her that time.
Shelby with it now. Pull up, top of the arc, and not even close. Jackson now going to contest the inbound.
Rockingham plays real good in space. They space you out. So it's going to be hard if they get a lead here to try to get the basketball.
Grace Kinney brings it up left side. It's tipped out of bounds back to Rockingham. Hunt will inbound now to Kinney. Craigie now. They hit Moyer inside. Now back out to Hardy. She'll dribble out to the right side of the lane. Now she picks up her dribble. Going to work Kinney and gets it into Moyer in the lane. And
yeah, they're spreading
it out there a while.
They're not really looking to score right now. They're going to run some time off the clock. Shorten the game.
Gets it back from Hunt now. 15-footer shot. Good. 31-24. Lead now back up to 7 for Rockingham. 6:15 to go in the final quarter of this second round playoff game. Shelby with it. Now.
We got 5 people on the perimeter.
Shelby Glantz now dribbles in. Free throw line, good.
Attack the basket, Shelby. Keep attacking the basket.
31-26 as we hit 6 minutes to go. Rockingham with it. Dan Gracie tips it out of bounds. So Rockingham will keep possession inbound in front of their bench. And they'll inbound now to Moyer. Gets it up over Faith Robinson. But shot no good off the rim. Rebound by Shelby Glantz. Shelby now going to drive. Or it looks like she wants to drive the arc. Then pulls it back out. Gives it to Craigie.
See, now Faith is down low, but she's too far out. That's
now
what she needs to stay right there.
But it's not there. Now they hit her on the right side of the lane. Turn around, a little hook shot. Not quite there. Got to be careful. Jackson gets the rebound, scoop underneath, and a whistle. That foul will go on Grace Kinney, her first 15 foul for the Cougars. We'll send Sierra Jackson to the line to shoot 2.
Knock these foul shots down. It's a 1-possession game. Oh.
Struggling from the free throw line tonight. Craigie missed the last 2, and now Jackson misses this one. Jackson's free throw, second shot up and in. 31-27. Tuscola going to press. They'll get it in the middle to Hardy. She'll hand it off to Hunt. Hunt will bring it up across midcourt, guarded by Craigie. It's Kinney on the left side. She'll give it back to Hunt. Now in the right corner to Hilton, and a whistle. And we got a timeout. Coach Wall has seen enough. He's going to take a timeout right here. So Tuscola Sports Radio, brought to you by many fine sponsors. Mike going to talk to you about it right now.
Yeah, Tuscola basketball is brought to you in part by Taylor Ford, Waynesville Cycle Center, Haywood Ace Hardware, Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services, Champion Credit Union, Fat Buddies, and Haywood Regional Medical Center.
Thank you, Mike. 5:09, fourth quarter. Tuscola down 27-31 to the Rockingham County Cougars. And if the Mountaineers want to keep playing, got to start making a move here pretty soon.
Yep.
Cougars out of the Mid-State Conference, centered around northern part of Greensboro and Rockingham County. Cougars finished second in their conference this year behind Northern Guilford, who is the defending State 3A champions, who actually have number 15 seed Irwin tonight.
Yeah, they play very well in space. It's going to be hard if they get up 3 or 4 possessions. But we're sitting right here. We get a steal. They miss a shot. Tighten this thing up a little bit.
Ball inbound now
There's the steal.
And there's the steal by Sierra Jackson in midcourt. Lance now, top of the arc. Off the rim, not there. Hardy Robinson fighting for it. Robinson on the floor. And the ball will go out of bounds to the Cougars.
Tuscola going to have a little full court pressure here. Not a bad idea to pick the pace up.
Inbound, and Gracie Glantz gets a hand on it, and it'll go back out of bounds to the Cougars. A little further up the left sideline.
Tough luck right there. I thought we had that.
Inbound, long cutting throw to Grace Kinney. She'll pull it back out. And the ball out of bounds now in front of the Cougar bench. Rockingham will retain possession. Hunt now will inbound. Craigie on her. Count is on. They'll get it into Hardy. And Faith Robinson comes in for a steal. Now a trap, and uh-oh. We got a foul on the trap, and that one will go on Sierra Jackson, her first, team third. Inbound now quickly. Hardy now, spin move, and it's batted away by Gracie Glantz. And on that last foul, Courtney Hunt, quite a bit of spunk there.
Getting a little hot.
Of course, she got that intentional foul called on her last quarter. They'll inbound now. Moyer spin move, and Jackson overcommits, is out of bounds, and the basket's good, 33-27.
Moyer went and set that screen and rolled back to the basket. Sometimes that's who you got to look for. The person who sets the screen is the one that rolls back and gets the basket.
So inbound now, Gracie Glantz with it. She's working inside the lane, but she'll give it up. Craigie, shot not there. Rebound Hardy. And really would have liked to have seen Gracie go ahead and take it. Got a score here in the fourth quarter. Northern Guilford leads Irwin 45-40. We got a jump ball situation. Mr. Ellaby.
Little feistiness going on off the ball between Faith Robinson and Hardy. Imagine that.
I went to school with Faith's mama and both her uncles. It's not somebody you want to tangle with. And Hardy now with a shot. Going to be fouled by Glantz, Gracie Glantz. Basket's no good, but Hardy will go to the line to shoot two, and that'll be Gracie's third. Fourth team foul. First free throw is good, 34-27 at the four-minute mark. Hardy's second one is in, 35-27. As we go under 4 minutes to go in Tuscola's season. And Craigie's little runner, no good. Rebound, Faith Robinson. She'll put it back up. Bank shot is good. 35-29. Moyer now with it, working left side. She's trapped by Jackson and Robinson. It's stolen away by Shelby Glantz at midcourt. Layup, good. And a timeout will be called by Ann Gardner. That'll be Tuscola's fourth. We'll keep it right here. 3:31 to go. Tuscola down by four, 35-31. And as we mentioned, score coming in right now from Northern Guilford. Up on the Irwin Warriors right now, 45-40. Of course, Irwin, our conference counterpart, still in the playoffs. And actually, it's now 49-42. Just got an update.
Well,
posted on that.
We're getting steals right here. Now we just got to get steals without fouling. It's going to come down. It's going to be a good finish right here.
So Tuscola coming out of the timeout. Rockingham has five fouls. Tuscola four. 3:31 to go. Hardy with three fouls for the Cougars. Gracie Glantz with three fouls for the Tuscola squad. Only two players really in any sort of foul trouble right now. Score coming in at the half. We've got Freedom up on West Rowan, 28-26. Winner of this game gets the winner of that game on Saturday. Inbound now by Hunt. Tuscola will back off the pressure. Craigie will try to trap at half court. And a sort of unintentional screen set by Hardy. Kenny with it now. Get it to Hardy. They'll swing it around left side to Hilton. Up top to Hunt. Now around shot. Kenny going to drive baseline. Going to be fouled by Gracie Glantz.
Gracie, good chance to sit there and take that charge, but not bad. Not good effort. She has that's her fourth, though. That's going to be big because they don't have anybody athletic that can come out and guard anybody off the bench. Well, Mariah Husky. Got to hope they don't knock down foul shots.
So Grace Kenny goes to the line. And she'll miss her first one. Husky will check in for Gracie Glantz. Gracie with four now.
Might play a little offense, defense.
Second free throw on the way. That one's going to be short. Rebound, Sierra Jackson. Tuscola still getting opportunities here, but got to start taking advantage of them as we hit 3 minutes to go.
That might be the one you foul coming down the stretch.
Yes, sir.
Faith.
Faith with a three-pointer, and that one's not even close.
Oh, my.
Everybody's got the bug.
Everybody wants to shoot three-pointers.
Long inbound pass leading Hardy now. Going to get by Husky. And the basket's going to count, and then she's fouled.
Yeah, Husky's not as quick as Gracie Glantz. That one hurt right there. Hardy is a very good player.
And that free throw good, so it's now 38-31 as we hit 250. Remaining here in the fourth quarter. Robinson now gets it from Craigie, going to drive the right side of the lane. It should be fouled by Moyer. That'll be Moyer's second, I believe.
Knock down these foul shots, Faith.
Third quarter score now. Freedom up on West Rowan, 44-42. So Faith's free throw up. Second one is good. 38-32. Inbound, Tuscola. Putting a little pressure on now. They'll get it over to Hilton. Hilton drives between Jackson and Craigie. Gets it across court to Hunt. Hilton with it now. Hit Madison. Or I'm sorry. Madeline Hardy. Basket's good. Baseline drive. 40-32. Shelby with it now. She'll work up top. A little bit of a double team by Hunt, and Hilton tries to hit Husky low. Layup not there. Rebound by Moyer. Can't keep missing those kind of shots.
Nope. Good they went inside, though.
2:08, clock running.
Rockingham plays really well in space.
Hilton now going to take a shot from the corner. It's good. That'll be a two-pointer, 42-32. Leads up to 10, and I believe that's the biggest lead for Rockingham so far. Husky now going to drive in on Moyer. Shots up, no good, and a foul. And that'll go on Moyer, her third. Husky's free throw on the way, and draws nothing. Second free throw on the way, off the front of the rim, not there, rebound Hilton. And it's now 42-32 with a minute 40. Rockingham will get it across court. And stolen away by Craigie. Bats it back in bounds herself before she goes out of bounds and is able to get it back. She'll work. Husky at the block, and it's blocked away from behind by Hardy, but out of bounds. And Coach Gardner quickly going to get Husky in. I'm sorry, Gracie Glantz in for Husky. My bad. Sierra now up top, Faith Robinson. She'll work in, a little spin move along the right side of the line, layup not there, tipped away by Gracie Glantz, but out of bounds. Minute 20.
Yeah, they got knocked out. Got to score here.
And it was knocked out of bounds. Tuscola keeps possession of the basketball. Up top, Faith now going to drive, and she's fouled by Caitlin Hilton, her first, and Tuscola in the 1-1. Free throw good. 42-33.
Well, Faith Robinson has played like she did not want her season to end this evening.
Second one up and rattles in and out. No good. Rebound by Hardy. Hunt now loses it. Craigie crashes in. Can't get it stolen away, though, by Shelby Glantz. She'll tip it to Faith Robinson. Robinson having a hard time handling it. It's batted out of bounds by Grace Kinney. So another break for the Mountaineers. 42-33. Once again, way up top to Craigie on the inbound. Shelby now, and that one's not even going to be close, but she's fouled outside the arc. And that one will go on Kinney, I believe. And quickly, Kinney picking up her third foul. So Shelby Glantz will go to the line to shoot three, and Coach Wall going to take a timeout right here. With a minute four to go and Tuscola down 42-33. And I imagine Coach Wald is going to tell his girls to settle down a little bit.
Yeah, don't foul shooters. Going to tell them, hey, don't foul shooters. You don't need to make passes. They're down nine. They're going to have to foul you. So take a five count if you have to. A well-coached, fundamental team. I can't see them. They don't look like they're too rattled.
Tuscola
down nine.
The shooters we got. That's three possessions.
Yeah, too well. We make these three foul shots right here. We're two possession ball game.
So, coming out of the timeout, Shelby will go to the line to shoot three. First one up, short off front of the rim. Second free throw on the way now off the back of the rim. 0 for 2. One more shot for Shelby Glantz at the free throw line is up, and that one's another minute. So 42-34. Tuscola in the press and almost batted away by Shelby Glantz. They'll get it in to Kinney and Faith Robinson. And that's going to be an intentional foul called on Faith. Knocks her into the Rockingham bench.
That was a pretty vicious hit right there. If you're going to hit somebody that hard, you shouldn't see if they're okay.
And Faith will get away from the discussion and move down to the bench and talk to Coach Gardner.
It's probably real good that she gets out in front of their bench also at this particular time.
It's going to be an intentional foul, so that'll give Rockingham two shots. And the basketball with a minute to go. And first free throw, no good.
Yeah, sometimes
in those situations, he's starting to see it slip away.
And yeah, sometimes you make bad decisions, so hopefully, if it gets any throw, you're not coming back. Sometimes take them out so you don't do anything crazy.
Kinney hobbling there a little bit from that shot.
Lucky she doesn't know.
So, and Coach Wall going to have a discussion with the official. I think he's still a little upset. I think he's thinking and actually now going to get Grace Kinney out of the game, hobbling a little bit. After the contact by Faith Robinson there on the foul. So that'll get Maddie Ferguson back in the game. So on the intentional foul, Rockingham will keep possession of the basketball with a minute to go. Gets it into Moyer. And a foul whistle. Yeah,
they're just going to call every touch foul right now.
They're not going to let it get out of hand.
Yes.
That foul will go on Shelby Glantz. Bates still out there, but toned it down a little bit. So Rockingham will drop back on defense. Nobody on the lane. Moyer with the free throw up off the rim. No good. Rebound Shelby Glantz. Going to have to push it down by 8. She'll work around a screen set by Robinson to the left side of the arc. Not there. And really at this point, just kind of forcing it. And we got a foul in the backcourt. That one will go on Gracie Glantz, and that'll be it for Gracie. Or maybe not. Well, now I think we're going to discuss maybe who the foul's on.
Yeah, who the foul's on.
He signaled 11. Actually, it was on Shelby. So that will be not Gracie's fifth foul. It'll be Shelby's second. So Moyer, the only one down here for the Cougars on the free throw line. And it'll get up and off the back plate. And again, no good. So Shelby will rebound. Sierra now going to bring it up. Works off a screen by Robinson. She'll dish it over to Shelby. Shelby going to work the top. Shot up. Not there. And I realize they got to score, but they've got to get a good shot to get advantage of it.
It's been what they did all night, just to throw 3-point shots. Didn't have an answer for this 2-3 zone that Rockingham played.
And a foul in the backcourt. That'll go on Shelby Glantz as the ball gets to Courtney Hunt. We go down to 35.3 seconds to go.
We're probably not going to see him anyway.
That's true. Just trying to figure out who.
I'd go with...
And the free throw by Hunt rattling around. And Mike and I trying to settle on a Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game. And second free throw, no good. Rebound by Gracie Glantz. Inbound now, Sierra Jackson. Long three-pointer, not there off the rim, and crashing the boards, ball on the floor. Craigie. Shelby Glantz reaches in, and we'll get a jump ball, and it'll go to Tuscola. But 19.4 seconds to go, and down by 9. Not saying it can't happen, but it's going to be pretty tough. Craigie in now with it, gets it to Jackson. She'll lose the handle, and it'll end up in the backcourt. And that'll go over to the Cougars.
Yeah, now might be a time to get all my seniors out of the ball game. Get them out, let them get a little clapping, and don't want them to do anything crazy because they see it slipping away.
Well, we've got one out there on the floor right now. That'll be Faith Robinson. As we get inside 10 seconds, Hardy now with it. Craigie reaches for it. Hardy will dribble by her, and Craigie's still working hard. And Rockingham content to just pull it out and hold the basketball. And that'll do it. Tuscola season ends tonight. Second round versus the Rockingham County Cougars, 43-34. We're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services supports our community. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services is family owned and operated in Central Haywood County. Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services provides full services. For affordable personal care, call on Smoky Mountain Cremations and Funeral Services at 828-565-3024. Our family serving your family. Located at 3264 Broad Street in Clyde.
You're listening to Mountaineer Basketball on Tuscola Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Tuscola Sports Radio. Charles Allison, Mike Matthews with you as Tuscola falls to the Rockingham County Cougars tonight, 43-34. So that'll wrap it up here in the second round for Tuscola basketball for this season. The boys losing on Tuesday night to the Jay Robinson Bulldogs. So,
well, Charles, I have to say it's been a pleasure. I've enjoyed it.
Well, it's been a lot of fun, and we've seen some exciting basketball. But tonight, Tuscola girls just I don't know. The 2-3 zone. Just, no,
just didn't have an answer. They played that zone well. We didn't make shots. So we'll see what happens. Still a little trouble here at the scorer's table and something going on. But, we need to just wrap this thing up.
Yeah, well, it's not going to change anything. I think they're just trying to get the stats. I think Coach having a chat with Carol Fox. She's, of course, no longer the athletic director. She resigned. She's assistant principal here. But and now we've got, I don't know what's going on.
Well,
we got their team coming back out.
Sometimes, you get scorekeepers don't, they disagree. And,
well,
I've been known when I coached, I had some issues at Smoky Mountain all the time. They don't get along well because and then things happen. And so we missed that announcement.
Can't really hear. Apparently some, I think maybe she's broken some sort of record.
2,000th point, I believe. Something
and
like that.
They,
yeah, they said she was real close to getting her 2,000th point in her career. So,
they announced it, and Rockingham expressing their thanks to the Tuscola staff. So apparently that's what the discussion was about.
Yep.
And, of course, hopefully maybe we'll go ahead and give them the basketball for that. I know West Henderson did when
we're nice that
Landon,
we're nice
Landon Landon got there. Well, we're going to take one more break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up here from Tuscola High School and let you know our Haywood Ace Hardware player of the game. This is Tuscola Sports Radio. We'll be back right after this.
A lot over the years. Whether it's coming into the office for a home mortgage loan or asking for them right at the dealership for your auto loan, Champion Credit Union is the place to start. They simplify the lending process, offering you the best rates and terms in a way that fits your schedule, your needs. And because they don't have shareholders, their focus is dedicated solely on you. So, why would you go anywhere else? Champion Credit Union. Experience lending. Simplified. Federally insured by NCUA.
Get that new Ford with lower payments. See Taylor Ford in Waynesville. Buy with 0% APR for 72 months on all 2017s. Sample Taylor Ford's friendly assistance. Pick out a vehicle, and your hometown Ford dealer will get the price right. This is the right time, and Taylor Ford in Waynesville is the right place to buy. Taylor Ford, proudly serving the mountains for over 60 years. Taylor Ford, Russ Avenue, Waynesville.
Want a fun, reliable, and great-performing off-road dirt bike at a great price? See the 2017 Yamaha TTRs at Waynesville Cycle Center. With four great models, there's a Yamaha TTR perfect for everyone. From the powerful TTR 230 to the kid-friendly TTR 50, ideal for learning and playing. All feature push-button electric start, YZ styling, and reliable four-stroke engines. Visit Waynesville Cycle Center today. Waynesville Cycle Center, Western North Carolina's Yamaha Superstore. $18,999 Great Smoky Mountain Expressway.
Dress properly for your ride with a helmet, eye protection, long sleeves, long pants, gloves, and boots. Do not drink and ride. It's illegal and dangerous.
This is Tuscola Sports Radio, your home for Mountaineer sports.
Back here to wrap it at Tuscola High School. Basketball season ending tonight after the Mountaineers fall to Rockingham County 43-34. It's time for our Haywood Ace Hardware Player of the Game Award. Tonight's award for outstanding effort from a Mountaineer player goes to Gracie Glantz. Stop by Haywood Ace and see Steve and his friendly staff west of the Lake Junaluska stoplight on Dellwood Road for all your winter needs. Ace Hardware, the helpful place. And Gracie having point-wise, she had, I believe, what, 4 points
she
tonight.
Had 4 points, but
you cited her defensive effort.
Six blocks on a player going to play college basketball, and she's a freshman. She made it real difficult, so that's why I think she is well deserving of this award.
So Gracie will be our player of the game. Gracie, a freshman, long future ahead of her. Shelby, her older sister, a junior, will also be back. We'll be losing Faith Robinson, and that's a big component of this team, and also our seniors. Courtney Craigie, point guard, will lose her as a senior. Mariah Husky played her last game tonight. Ashley Arwine not in tonight. And, of course, the bench, I noticed over the last few games, has kind of
narrowed it down
quite a bit over the last 2 to 3 games. So Tuscola Sports Radio will next be on February 28th when baseball and softball season starts. Both Tuscola baseball and Tuscola softball will open the season February 28th. At home versus Inca, and as you mentioned earlier, with the expanded MAC conference. It's kind of weird to go into the season starting out with a conference game, but
yeah.
There is a scrimmage game. Didn't quite catch the date, but there will be a scrimmage game at home. But first regular season game will begin versus Inca on February 28th, and that will be next Wednesday. And Tuscola Sports Radio will carry the Tuscola and Inca softball game starting at 6 o'clock. For Mike Matthews, I'm Charles Allison. That'll wrap it up here from Tuscola High School. It's been a great season. We'll see you next year. Good night, everybody.